From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rubble-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning. This according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for the bombing of hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. A procession carrying the body of Thailand's king, Apunipon Adunyadej, has arrived at the Grand Palace in Bangkok. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Thailand's crown prince and his sister led the procession where thousands of people lined the streets paying their respects. A blue and white Mercedes van carried the king's casket, accompanied by monks and taken to the temple located inside the Grand Palace complex. Thailand, a kingdom of 67 million people, plunged into grief when the monarch died Thursday from a variety of age-related illnesses. He was 88 years old and had been in poor health for several years, and the only king many in Thailand ever knew. The country began observing 1 year of mourning on Friday. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
21 newly freed Chibok girls kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014 met with the Nigerian vice president Thursday in Abuja. He denied recent press reports that the girls were exchanged for captured Boko Haram.